There's some reasonable work that's been produced, well on your way for at least a pass on this particular assessment objective. Let's start with your research. The research into the different data collection methods has been fine, and you have identified a sampling method that you are going to choose, which is systematic sampling, and you have set the sample size of around 100, which is appropriate as well. However, what you need to do is justify in more detail why you're choosing that sample size, why you're choosing that sampling method. You need to then go into a bit more detail on bias and potential errors and reliability and apply it to your study. How are you going to avoid bias? How are you going to avoid potential errors? And basically, how are you going to make your study more reliable? The plan that you have started identifies the main tasks that need to be completed for your data collection. However, there's lots of subtasks that you could also incorporate. You need to include the dates of when you are going to complete those main tasks and subtasks. You currently don't have all of the dates in place. You've got your end date, so obviously work backwards, or as long as it's in a logical order and it's a sensible amount of time given for each stage, it's fine. It doesn't have to be accurate at the start, because it'll be a it'll show your project management skills if you change things and adapt as you go. The questionnaire itself has got reasonable questions that would help you to prove or disprove your hypothesis from the data that you're collecting. I think that you need an introductory paragraph which basically outlines the purpose of the questionnaire and possibly gives your hypothesis. There are some questions that you need to look into in a little bit more detail. For instance, question 4, at what age did you first smoke marijuana? It's a little bit vague. Do you want a less than age, a greater than age, etc.? Just make it a bit easier for the end user to fill in the questionnaire. At the minute, there's just a big space. So you need to refine the questionnaire.